This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's taking in right now. Londa Hager from our staff, one of our great team members here, just said to me, how much weight have you lost? Like, seriously, the show can end right now.
Oh, there you go, man. The day can end.
And put my feet up. When somebody says, how much weight have you lost? That's generally kind of a compliment, no?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. I've not lost a lot of weight, but I've lost probably, I don't know, 15 pounds maybe over the last, I guess they started first of the year. And I got rid of Diet Pop. I know that many people in this show...
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, I did.
I got stock to sell then. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was up to like 7 Diet Pepsis a day.
Oh, dude.
And I went to see a doctor who said, okay, that's formaldehyde in your brain when you're drinking that medium, just so you know.
You're a human petri dish there.
Right, exactly. So I, you know, I'll have one occasionally, like out to dinner or something, but I've dialed that way back. And then a lot less bread, which was
there
a big
go.
Weakness for me. That's it. That's all I did. It's literally all I did. I started with Lent, getting real purposeful about it. And the first of the year I started thinking about it. And so I dropped a couple of pounds, not a lot, but, you know, got rid of some of the bread basket there, you know what I'm saying? And it literally was a bread basket. So, anyway, thank you, Londa. I'm feeling better now today. I like that. Anyway, welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here in the Bismarck Studios at 550K Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Kevin Flynn manning the controls at AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. We are encouraging you today to take part in the Innovative Education Summit that is happening online and at the Bismarck Event Center today in Bismarck. And if you go to ndgovernorsummit.com, you can listen to the keynoters. You can ask questions of the presenters. I'm going to ask every one of these presenters, tell me what you think of critical race theory and how do we stop it. I'm all for innovative education. I think we need a defense mechanism as well. All right? More of your calls this hour, too. We've been talking a lot about education and culture issues. I have a great DMV story that'll make you weep. Remind me, guys, not to forget that today on the program. And all of it brought to you by PetroServe USA, where you can fill up with the lowest price, best quality fuel under the Marathon canopy, under the PetroServe USA canopy, under the Senate canopy. What they do is they buy from a lot of different sources so you get the lowest price. And they have Unleaded 88, which connects North Dakota's oil fields with the corn fields. Unleaded 88, great octane, great product, little bit of the corn in there. The ethanol from the corn helps the farmers. And my gosh, this heat over the weekend, what did that do to our moisture situation?
Oh, I know.
Man alive, I talked to a farmer down around the Breckenridge area last, I was on the lake this weekend. I said, Adam, what's it look like? He said, we've still got, you know, if you get down, there's some moisture there, not too far. But he said, if I've heard Jamestown West, it's just, I mean, there's no moisture even below the top surface. He did say the corn just grows like crazy in this heat. But there's got to be, obviously, some moisture behind it.
Yeah.
We're praying for rain. We're purposely praying for rain. We'll continue to do that. Ask you to do that as well, because our farmers feed the world, and it is extremely important. So do that, please. Tuck in a prayer for rain. Every time we get purposeful about it, voila, the good Lord provides. So keep that going for our farmers and ranchers, okay? Challenging time for them, as have the last couple of years been. So stay on that. We're going to talk with a clinic director at Dakota Hope Clinic and a expert from Project Life Voice to talk about a clergy luncheon they are holding on Wednesday on the role of clergy in today's abortion culture. That's coming up. Brandon House is going to join us from the Frank Speech team to talk about a Frank rally in Wisconsin on Saturday that you may want to attend. And then some more open phone time. All that on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Don in Bismarck wanted to weigh in about Newsmax. Take it away, Don. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. First-time caller. And basically, I have an issue with when you're continuing to promote Newsmax and complaining that Mid-Continent doesn't handle them. Well, I do have a little issue with Newsmax. Do you know its founder, Christopher Ruddy?
I do. I actually had dinner with Chris in a week or so ago in Florida.
Well, he made some settlement with Dominion, and so
no, he didn't actually. He did not. He did not make a settlement with Dominion, Don. No, fake news. There was a settlement made with a former employee of Dominion, who was called a member of Antifa by Michelle Melkin, and he was not a former member of Antifa. Michelle Melkin aired. And that resulted in a settlement by Newsmax with that person because it was not true.
Okay. Well, I've got my information actually from listening to Frank's speech, which you alerted me to a long time ago, and I've been able to get a lot of information of things happening around the world. And they were talking. They had a segment on Christopher Ruddy and Newsmax. So maybe you could ask Brandon House about that today. But,
I'll be happy to do that. It's a good idea to actually ask Brandon about it. And all I would tell you is that, you know, Chris Ruddy is, in my mind, the Roger Ailes of 2021. Roger Ailes, for folks that don't remember, was the founder, the genius behind Fox News. And
before,
you know,
Murdoch took over.
Right, exactly right. Before it's become woke. Now, if you want to be upset about a network, be upset at Fox News. Sorry, Don.
I am. I don't promote Fox either. They're, but the thing is, if Christopher Ruddy can give millions to the Clintons and the Clinton Initiative and support Nelson Mandela, and you know who he was, and he has a big deal up there. Mandela, a hero for our times. And the atrocities that Mandela did, including his wife, Winnie, is just unbelievable. And I know we don't have time to get into all of that.
Yeah, here's the deal. I think Chris Ruddy can answer for past arrangements. Bill Clinton has actually been to the Newsmax locations. I think they had a mutual friend, and they were doing something in the way of charitable work decades ago. Chris Ruddy was also the guy that took on the Clintons in a huge way with the whole Vince Foster deal. And all of that's how I first met him decades ago. But are you a fan of Donald Trump, Don?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do you know Donald Trump donated to Hillary Clinton? Donated
yes,
to Hillary Clinton,
was,
Chuck Schumer?
Know, so he donated to everybody back then because basically, you know, he was in his business.
Correct.
You don't give money to certain people.
Well, again, but we're criticizing Chris Ruddy for the same thing decades ago. And now wanting to cancel. Well,
basically, I really have an issue because his deal with Mandela.
Right. I got, my point is, Nelson Mandela, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, I could go put them all in a bucket and go down the list. And by the way, Donald Trump is a regular on Newsmax. They took his speech. Fox did not on Saturday. Here's the deal. Newsmax is a supporter of ours. I'm a supporter of Newsmax. It happens that way. You don't have to like Newsmax, but I watch Newsmax, and 99.9% of it, I go, this is so refreshing. They've got the resources. They're doing it. Now, as you know, in the cancel culture in which we live, if they do one thing wrong in a 24-hour news day, they're going to be criticized like there's no tomorrow. So they're very careful about the news. They're very careful about what's true or not. And Dominion has threatened to sue everybody into oblivion. And so they're cautious. I don't like cautious when it comes to media. I would rather you be 100% bold. But when you have an enterprise of that size, you have lawyers, and lawyers say, you can't do this or this can happen, and it's going to slow your growth because you're going to put all this money into, you know, all these different things. I know this. When I was with Chris Ruddy at Mar-a-Lago, I saw a very affectionate relationship between Donald Trump and Chris Ruddy. Saw it with my own eyes. Donald Trump got support very early on for his presidency from Chris Ruddy. Very early on. And Donald Trump has clearly not forgotten it. Okay? I saw him say, Ruddy, come over here. Bring your buddies over here. And Chris Ruddy said, well, you know, this guy's the North Dakota radio guy. Oh, hey, glad you're here. Senator Kevin Cramer's the best. Tell everybody on that show of yours I'm going to run in 2024. You know, a 20-minute conversation with Donald Trump because of Chris Whitey's membership at Mar-a-Lago. If he's a bum, if he isn't, you know, received the favor of Donald Trump, you think he's at Mar-a-Lago? You think he's, you know, dining with the president? So I think this is what it is, honestly, is kind of competitive from OAN, Right Side Broadcasting, and others who say, you're not pure enough for us. And I'm worried that we do that. It's sort of like the North Dakota legislature right now. You got a handful of folks who want to cancel Republicans because of a vote cherry-picked here or there. This is called eating our young. We got to be very careful about that, Don. You know?
Republicans have a habit of doing that.
They do, and that's what's happening with Newsmax. And I think, look, judge them on the totality of their product, not somebody's theory like, oh, you settled with Dominion. No, they didn't. That wasn't accurate. I'm glad you called, Don, because this topic comes up from time to time, and people get mad at me because Newsmax advertises here. And I'm like, wow, we got to take a chill pill. Thanks, Don. Call again. More coming up.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The threats to America as we know it are many. In fact, last night at our little Common Sense Club tour, I went through a laundry list of them, and I said, I'm going to do 10 minutes and just kind of tick a few of these off, and pretty soon it's 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and I'm not even finished. But the one that I consider probably the deal breaker of all of them, I mean, elections, education, we talked a lot about today. All of those are real. And we got to get involved purposely. I mean, the debt is one. I mean, just go through the fact that we were sheeple through the entire election. Through all of COVID and much about election integrity. Just sheeple. Yeah, we don't believe anything. If you say the election had issues, what do? You know, you're canceled and you just go into your corner. Back to education for 1 second. The governor's summit on innovative education is happening today. Full day event. We're encouraging you to follow along on this, to comment with the speakers, to engage in it, because innovative education is wonderful. I'm glad Governor Burgum is doing this. We took much of his keynote speech earlier. Kirsten Baszler, I think, has proven herself fearless when it comes to just continuing to push and press and go to innovative education. But I believe we're being naive and not recognizing where education is going. And innovative education has to say, no, not here. But it is here in Bismarck schools and Fargo schools. It is here. Is it in your school? Do you know? That's why I encourage you to go to ndgovernorsummit.com. But if I had to identify the biggest threat to America as we know it, the biggest threat to our future, it's that we're killing children. That science tells us a baby's a baby. By the way, science is only followed when it comes to COVID. Science, you got to put a mask on. Science, you can't sit 6 feet. Science on, that's a baby. I can see it on the screen. And the others are, no. That's a choice. Oh, I see how that works. You tell me God looks down on America and says, yeah, keep doing what you're doing and killing a kindergarten-sized class of children in Fargo, North Dakota every single week at our one and only abortion clinic, privately owned, I might add. Pray for that thing to end, too. We'll never have the favor possible for the United States of America until we stop this Holocaust, and that's what it is. Nadia Smetana is the director of the Dakota Hope Clinic, a wonderful, world-class pregnancy center that says, look, we need to give options. We're not just going to say abortion is bad. We're going to say, if you're faced with that choice, let us help you. And they're sponsoring a luncheon on Wednesday called The Role of the Clergy in Today's Abortion Clinic. Actually, two talks by Mike Spencer from Project Life Voice. That'll be the speaker of this event. Both Nadia and Mike join us now. Nadia, thanks for taking the time. Always appreciate what you're doing at the Dakota Hope Clinic. I will take, until my last breath, this is the most important issue of our time. And I know that you do a lot more than talk about it. You're living it. So thank you for everything you're doing and your team is doing at Dakota Hope Clinic in Minot. How are you today?
Doing fine. And thank you for your kind words and your spot on. I really believe that this is a human rights issue of our time. And it's really a huge issue. So we're really happy to bring Mike Spencer in. The luncheon he's doing at noon is for clergy and a guest. They can each bring a guest. That is taking place at 12 noon till 1 p.m., 1:30 on Wednesday, June 9th. That's this Wednesday, and that's going to be held at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. And the evening, anyone is welcome, high school age and up, to hear Mike do a Life Defenders workshop in the evening. And he'll explain more about that, what that is. But there's a light supper at 6 o'clock if people want to come for that. And then the workshop goes from 6:30 to 8:30.
And Mike, what
at the Moose Lodge.
The Moose Lodge. All right. St. Mark's Lutheran for the luncheon, 12 to 1:30. That's for clergy, anyone, kids and all up at the Moose Lodge in the evening. Details at Dakota Hope Clinic's website, which is what, Nadia?
www.dakotahope.org.
DakotaHope.org. Mike, what will clergy hear? Talk about the role of clergy in today's abortion culture.
Yeah, well, I agree with you and with Nadia that this is our Goliath. Legalized abortion is our Goliath. This is the defining moral issue of our day. It's not the only issue. We don't think that. We do think it's the single most important issue. And so what pastors are going to hear is I'm going to help them. This is a tough issue for churches, as you know, Scott. This is a tough issue for pastors. This is a very deeply personal issue for many women and men in our churches that oftentimes invokes painful memories and feelings of guilt. So I'm going to help shepherds to see their role with clarity, and to answer the question, is it possible for the pastor or for the local church to be a bold voice for the unborn, while at the same time nurturing a redemptive community for those who've had abortions? And Scott, I think the answer is clearly yes, if we believe the gospel that we claim to believe. And so I'm going to help pastors see their response to the unborn and to their young mothers and fathers as a gospel issue. And I'm going to address four primary duties of the pastor with respect to abortions victims, and I'll help them then work through some of the reasons that the church oftentimes goes silent on the subject.
Is one of the four actually talk about it from the pulpit?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. That is one of them, to not only talk about it, but declare abortion from the pulpit in no uncertain terms for the evil that it is. And then also, in that same sermon, Scott, to hold out the word of life, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to those who have been wounded by abortions. These are not competing interests. We can speak up for innocent children and for guilty adults without any compromise here.
What percentage of pastors in the Christian faith, or any faith for that matter, do you think actually do this, actually speak about it from the pulpit on any
right.
kind of regularity? It's a very small number, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I had a statistic for you. There are really not very many studies on this out there. I will tell you this. I travel throughout the United States extensively, and I can tell you that the overwhelming majority of shepherds do not speak to this issue. They may give 5 minutes to Nadia or the local pregnancy care center director, you know, one Sunday in January to share her wares. But as far as really equipping their flocks and speaking boldly and redemptively to this issue, it's just not happening like it should be, that's for sure. I think the vast majority of churches have really gone silent on this subject.
And why? I don't understand. I'm Catholic, and it's, you know, a tenet of the Catholic Church. Bill O'Reilly had an amazing interview last week with a pastor who said you can't be Democrat and be Catholic. And he said this, and it was like he got canceled. And the bishop said, "You're done. You're out of here." And all he's saying is going, "Well, wait a minute. I'm just looking at what our teaching is." You know, how do you right-size those? Well, the president is today, right? He tries to say, well, I'm against abortion, but I'm just not going to tell anybody else what to do. That's not possible. And for an elected leader to do this is, I've heard this from bishops before, an intrinsic evil is what the church would teach as abortion. You kill an unborn child, that's an intrinsic evil. To be a politician in a position to stop it is as bad an intrinsic evil as well as the woman who actually has an abortion. So you are committing, and again, that's just simple church teaching. Doesn't mean they can't be forgiven. Doesn't mean there isn't redemption behind that. The mercy is endless. But if you just go on saying this is okay, you're in a very bad spot. We're going to come back and finish with these two. Nadia Smetana is with us from Dakota Hope Clinic. So is Project Life Voice founder Mike Spencer, talking about the role of clergy in today's abortion culture, and also a dinner that's happening in Minot, both of these events on Wednesday. We'll tell you more about that when we come back to finish our conversation with them on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California. The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it would be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little.
We can say that about Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot. Everybody here isn't from here. They're from all the rest of the great places in North Dakota. Have you noticed that? It's amazing.
Good point, yeah.
I mean, you know, in our case, kind of fun. I don't mind it. But it is, I mean, that's Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, and Bismarck are made up of places, made up of people from places in other parts of North Dakota. So yeah. I love it.
No, it's weird.
North Dakota.
In the last 3 weeks, I live in Minnesota. I've met three different couples that left Minneapolis and have moved up north. And I think that may be a small representation.
I don't know if you remember this, but we asked, was it the police chief? In Moorhead, what kind of applications he's getting for positions that are open in law enforcement. It normally is like five or six good qualified candidates, and now they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're from Brooklyn Center and Brooklyn Park and Bloomington and Minneapolis. And so, you know, a pain point somewhere else where the cancel culture is real isn't necessarily all that bad for us. Because these are good people in law enforcement who said enough already. If not appreciated, want to be defunded, you want to take a weapon away in our traffic stop, I'll go somewhere where they have common sense.
Thank you.
Not a bad idea at all, ladies and gentlemen. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Dak Diesel. Our friend CJ and the team are busy today fixing diesel. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors loaded up in the shop. Big team there going to work. You can trust them. For a long-lasting repair. Trust is a big deal when it comes to repair or maintenance, right? Because, I mean, I'm clueless. I can't even change the oil, right? I just find my favorite, head on over to the auto dealer and say, here, friends at Pucklish, time for an oil change on the Trail Boss. Bought it from you. Friends at Family Ford, you know, Luther here, fix this thing up. I can't change the oil, but, I mean, and you can't trust people necessarily. You don't know. You're just going to trust they're doing it right. That's where Dak Diesel comes in. The repair you get there, the maintenance you get there, keeps the vehicle running smoothly for you, saves you money. They even do house calls on the really bad stuff, and they have this great new additive, too, 4-plus additive turbo cleaner, anti-gel, super clean. Call them, 701-258-5011. They'll ship it to you. It'll save you a trip down in an ambulance for your semi-truck or tractor or everything else. Trust us on this. The diesel pickups are really benefiting from the anti-gel additive right now. From Dak Diesel, online at DakDiesel.com or call 258-5011. Kevin in Fergus Falls, Ryan in Aberdeen, we're going to get to you momentarily. Brandon Hulse joining us from the Frank Speech Team. Big rally in Wisconsin this weekend. President Trump is going to be part of that rally. We'll tell you about that. Diamond and Silk, Dinesh D'Souza, and many more. Mike Lindell, of course, Brandon Hulse. Great time in Mitchell, South Dakota, the Corn Palace, and this is number two. And don't tell anybody, but we're going to have one in North Dakota very soon, too.
Mm.
Yeah. Big one. And maybe Donald Trump won't be on the screen this time. Just saying. Let's finish up our chat here with Nadia Smetana and Mike Spencer talking about an event Wednesday that you'll want to be part of. We talked a little bit about the role of clergy in today's abortion culture. Mike, before I go back to Nadia for the details on this, is it too strong to suggest that we have a version in the United States happening that happened during the Holocaust in Germany? Dietrich Bonhoeffer is someone that I am just enamored with. Eric Metaxas' book, the definitive biography on him, taught me that this was a guy that was taking on churches in Germany to say, you can't go along with Hitler on this. And the things that churches were doing, not only the faithful in the pews, but also the pastors, were just like looking the other way. Literally, as train boxcars were going by churches and people were screaming for help on their way to the gas chambers, the answer from churches was to sing louder so they didn't hear the pleas for help. And it seems to me a defining issue of our time, this abortion culture, that is being repeated by clergy today in the United States of America. Mike, is that too strong?
No, it's not. You know, prior to the break there, Scott, you posed the question, you know, why are churches silent? Let me say this. First of all, I'm grateful for shepherds who do speak up. The role of a shepherd is to be a sheep protector. And there are guys out there doing that. I'm grateful for them. But the overwhelming majority have gone silent. And I think to answer that question that you posed, why are churches silent? I think there's three answers very quickly. One is fear, a fear of offending, a fear of being perceived as being too political, this kind of thing. Another one is ignorance. And I don't mean stupidity. I mean ignorance in the true sense of the word. A failure to understand really what abortion is doing to little girls and boys and how it's impacting not only their larger community, but their actual immediate community, their local church. And then finally, apathy. Sadly, in any career field, there are people who really don't care about the people that they're supposed to be serving. And sadly, there are, and Jesus talked about this, that there would be hirelings, those that wouldn't care about the flock. And I think that that's really unfortunate. You know, you mentioned Bonhoeffer, and Bonhoeffer said this. He said, we're not to simply bandage the wounds of victims beneath the wheels of injustice. We're to drive a spoke into the wheel itself. And the spoke that we're going to drive this Wednesday through the Dakota Hope Clinic is the spoke of truth delivered in a gracious manner. And so that's what we're going to be doing at the pastor's luncheon and also at that workshop, which is open to the public in general, where I'm going to equip pro-life ambassadors to communicate the pro-life message intelligently and graciously without the need of vitriol and angry dialogue. And we're going to teach them to simplify the abortion debate and to refute logical fallacies of pro-choice rhetoric in a way, again, that's going to be very compelling. People will not leave disappointed. It's going to be the fastest 2 hours of their week.
Oh, I'm so glad it's happening. And as usual, Dakota Hope is on the cutting edge of these events, doing so much work on the front line of this. DakotaHope.org. And again, just give us the times and places, Nadia, if you would.
Sure. The luncheon for clergy is from noon to 1:30 on Wednesday, June 9th. The Life Defenders is from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening at the Moose Club.
Still room for more clergy to attend the luncheon?
Yes, there's room for both. We have more room. So, and you can also call the clinic, which is
852-4675. 852-4675 in Minot, Dakota Hope Clinic, doing great work. Mike, thanks for the time today. Congrats on everything you're doing with Project Life Voice and these events in Minot. Appreciate you coming. Nadia, tell the team at Dakota Hope we're always rooting for them.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. God bless you both. Thanks a bunch. Kevin Fergus Falls, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Appreciate the whole show this morning and everything going on. I have two teacher sons, West Central Minnesota, Alec and Fergus. There is pushback. They've left unions. There's pushback. And they're not going to let it happen here. And we have good superintendents. But if it all comes down to those two boys, there's pushback. And it won't happen.
So, in other words, don't just count on, do I have the right people in place to do this? No, you do. And support them. And make sure, again, Arlette Preston is a member of the Fargo City Commission. Okay, this is unrelated to the specific issue of education. But you know what she's doing as a Fargo City Commission member? Her and others ran through rank voting in Fargo now. You don't vote for one person, one vote. You say, oh, I'm going to vote for seven people for this. That's how they infiltrate. And she now, as a representative of the Fargo Commission, is pressuring the county auditor, and the Cass County County Commission to have mail-in voting forever. See, this is what they do. They infiltrate and very quietly, methodically go through their agenda. So there's other good people in the Fargo City Commission. Mayor Mahoney wouldn't go for that. Dave Pepcorn wouldn't go for that. Tony Gehrig wouldn't go for that. John Strand does. They infiltrate. So I'm in agreement with you, Kevin. Good people out there, but we have to support them absolutely, 100%. Can't agree anymore. Great points.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Tim Bismarck, before we go to our next guest, go. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. This is Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Just talking about the critical race theory, the CRT. I was just looking at something, and I see where it's banned in Florida. And that was done by the governor, Governor DeSantis. He just banned critical race theory in the state of Florida. Why can't Governor Burgum do the same thing here? Just ban that, and also that ban that
1619, is it? Good point. And I agree with you that other states have purposely gone into this space and said, you know, enough already. Another example would be biological boys can't compete in girls' sports.
Right.
Yep. And some other states have just done this. Was said during that whole debate in North Dakota was, well, we already do. You know, you got the high school association. Well, then what are you worried about? If we already do, then just make it clear in legislation. I'm with you, Tim. I think that's the way to fix it, and let your legislators know. Let them know. So.
No, and if Burgum has to step up and do that, I think that's important that the stuff never happens. We don't need it. It's just racism at its best, and we don't need to be teaching that in the public schools. So.
And then we don't have to worry about Bismarck Public Schools bringing in a trainer that espouses this garbage. Teaching middle school teachers. You know, you can't make it up.
Yeah.
That's the culture now. Coca-Cola.
Well,
I mean, doing training videos saying, be less white. I mean, this is the thing. And this is ungodly. There's nothing godly in any of this. None.
You're absolutely right. And our teachers have to be monitored much closer on what's going on in the classroom. I mean, it's just some of them get away with it, and we just need to keep a pulse on what's going on there. And, it's not a good thing. And that's being taught to these young kids, and it's just, I mean, I hear it. I've got a 10-year-old grandson, climate change. He's big into climate change. Where'd that come from? I mean, that's garbage.
Gosh.
That's all garbage. We have little talks, and it's climate change. Well, it didn't come from his house. I know that because I know his parents because they're the same thinking I am. So it's got to be coming from the school or someplace. I'm not sure where, but it has to be, you know.
10 years old. 10 years old, your grandson.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, God bless you as a grandpa for having those conversations. You know, I'm so glad you did. I mean, we had a gentleman call. Where from again? Was it Bismarck or was it a rural community? Had a son or daughter in ninth grade and said that they binary was the choice among most of his classmates in the ninth grade. You can't make it up. I had to look up, well, what does that mean? Well, basically means, you know, I'm not a boy or a girl. I'm not a man or a woman. I'm just, you know.
Oh, my.
I'm not kidding you. Ninth grade in North Dakota. You know, ninth grade in North Dakota. You can't make it up.
Take these little mush minds and stuff. My God. I mean, it's unreal.
It's criminal in my eyes. It's poisoning their minds. Brandon House is going to join us from frankspeech.com when we come back, tell you where you need to be this weekend for a Frank rally.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Springs Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Everyday Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal. Pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at a PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel. Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. New Buicks and GMCs arriving daily, so hurry in while they last. And don't forget that lifetime free powertrain warranty in most vehicles. Buicks, GMCs, and late model used cars. No additional cost. Buy with confidence. Shop, click, drive right now. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, and folks, Brandon House is here from the Frank Speech team. He's anchoring a lot of nightly specials that are just fantastic. FrankSpeech.com is rolling. It is going. It is moving mountains, folks. And another of the Frank rallies is happening this weekend in Wisconsin, Saturday. Not too far from the Twin Cities. It's not, about a four-hour drive from Fargo Moorhead. A little further, obviously, if you're out west. But it's a great vacation area, so if you're thinking about, you know, a little drive and go explore a little, it'd be a great place to do it. Brandon, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you, friend?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
It is good to hear your voice, and enjoyed Mitchell, South Dakota very much. One thing I found in Mitchell is a lot of people in and around Mitchell and that area didn't even know about this world-class event with, you know, Mike Lindell and Eric Metaxas and Joe Piscopo with the entertainment. And so this is typical. I mean, again, the cancel culture, the media locally, they're like, oh, Michael Lindell, oh, Frank Speech, oh, we're not going to do that. So it's incumbent on us to participate in these events and get there and tell people about them. Very, very important. What's the plan for this event this weekend in the New Richmond, Wisconsin?
It starts, the grounds open at 9 a.m. The rally starts at 11:30 to 4. We've got a ton of major speakers. We've got, of course, Mike Lindell. We've got Charlie Kirk, Diamond and Silk. Now, these people are all in person. They're all there in person. Diamond and Silk. We've got Sheriff Clark, Dinesh D'Souza. And, of course, we've got on the Jumbotron, President Donald J. Trump. Everybody else will be there in person.
It is incredible. 11:30 to 4. You say on the grounds. This is at the River's Edge Apple River Concert Venue in New Richmond, Wisconsin. So this is an event that can handle a good number of people. It doesn't cost anything, which is unbelievable. There's no cost to this, right, Brandon?
Actually, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, but for the attendees, it's free.
Yeah, this is, I mean, the money being laid out for this to be able to pull this off, incredible. Same thing in Mitchell, but you go for free. You don't pay anything. You get free tickets, which you can go to frankspeech.com and get those and partake in this. And it will fill your bucket in a way I can't even explain. I mean, it just is it's great information. Now, Mike, I thought, in Mitchell at the Corn Palace, did the best job of walking through chapter and verse of the lack of election integrity in the last election. Will he do that again, Brandon?
He will, plus some new stuff and new information, because it's always coming in, it's always changing, so a lot of new data, no doubt about it. And, of course, you can only imagine what Dinesh D'Souza, Diamond and Silk, Charlie Kirk, Sheriff Clark, you know, are all going to bring to the table. And so it's going to be a great event. We're going to have a flyover, national anthem with a flyover. I mean, it's all kinds of great surprises. There's tons of concessions. It is right on the Apple River. If folks want to camp, they can actually do that. They can rent cabins. They can camp. They can bring their RVs. If they go to appleriver.com, they'll find out about the facility, appleriver.com. That's the River's Edge, you know, location. So you could contact them directly at appleriver.com for any of the camping. So we got people coming in from all kinds of states far away. So, again, they can hold a lot of people on these grounds. Huge stage, three big screens, Jumbotron-type things. So it's going to be great. It's a family-friendly event. No alcohol. Don't bring alcohol because it's a family-friendly event. And everybody's going to have a great patriotic summer day. We'll celebrate America, celebrate freedom. We're going to say no to cultural Marxism, political correctness. We want our free speech. We're going to maintain our free speech because no one is going to silence us. We're not going to self-censor. God, that's one of the biggest problems I see people doing. They're self-censoring. They're like, oh, I can't say that. I might offend someone. I'm sorry. The truth is sometimes offensive to those who don't want to hear it. But we have got to stop self-censoring. That is their trick. That's their game, to get us to feel afraid, intimidated, anxiety. We're not a part of the group. We're not a part of the group consensus. No, be an individual. Stand up. Speak out. I mean, if you can't handle a little ridicule, you're not going to be able to handle anything. I mean, look at what our founding fathers went through. They pledged their lives, their fortune, their sacred honors to build this country, and most of them lost it all. And you're saying we might actually get our feelings hurt because people don't like us? Give me a break. Stop self-censoring. Speak up. Speak out. That's how you maintain your free speech, by refusing to be silenced. And most of us are choosing to be silenced by self-censoring. It's time to end. You'll be with like-minded people. You'll go away very excited, educated, equipped. It's going to be a great, great day to honor America and the sacrifice of those, many of them who paid the ultimate price, the full measure of devotion, so we could actually gather together and not have fear of the government.
Mike Lindell, President Trump, Diamond and Silk, Dinesh D'Souza and his daughter, by the way. It's his daughter, Danielle, right? Who's wicked smart.
Yeah.
Charlie Kirk, Sheriff Clark, who's just a hoot and a half. Brandon House, who does magnificent TV on frankspeech.com and has a great history of incredible documentaries and work. I love Brandon's work, and that includes, by the way, the new Absolute 9-0. Remember, Mike has been saying all along, once the facts are here, once we're equipped with the facts, and there's more events like this, enough attorneys general will say, we need to look at this. Those conversations are happening now, and it will ultimately be before the Supreme Court. So I say take a road trip, folks. I guard my Saturdays in summer very, very carefully, but this is about saving this country. President Trump on the Jumbotron, everybody else there, 11:30 to 4 Saturday, for free tickets and info, go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Thanks, Brandon. God bless you. Keep fighting, my friend.
You too, Scott. We sure appreciate you, Scott, more than you know.
More coming up tomorrow.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.